We are learning Mesechtes Yevamos, Daf Kuf Tes Vav Amud Aleph, and we are beginning the bottom line of Daf Kuf Yudalad Amud Beis. In our Mishnah, we learned that an Isha who comes and says her husband died, she is believed. However, if it's a time of Mechama or she doesn't have Shalom Bayis for her husband, she's not believed. And the reason is because then she estimates that he died, even though he didn't actually die, but she sees the Mechama and she says, oh, he probably died, because how did he make it out? So actually seeing dead, she'll estimate, therefore she's not believed. So the more the question like this, the bottom line of Kuf Yudalad Amud Beis, Hechzikehi Mecham Ba'ilam. Let's say she comes back from a trip and she says her husband died. And she didn't have to say that there's a Mechama, and she would have been believed. But Maisa, she said, by the way, there was a war and he got killed in the war. Now, Miyam Rinon, Malo Lashaker, that there's a migu. She could have, why does she have to lie? She could have said, she would have been believed. So now that she's saying there's a Muhammad and she said he's dead, she believed a migu. Aydama, keeping the ichzika, once she says that it's a Muhammad, on the other hand, you'll say like this. Now she says it's a Muhammad, so now it's possible she's just estimating. And if that's true, what does it help migu? We believe her, she's estimating. So therefore, it won't help. It won't be a good idea. That's the two stars over here. And Tosis even really asks so strong that Lechaira, the second side, is so much more mustava than the first side. Because we're not worried about lying over here. She's trying to say, she's estimating that probably if a bomb landed on his car, he probably died. So what's the migo over here? So Tosis on Kuf Yudalad Amud Beis, Devar Maskil Mi, asks his cash. So Tei Malari says, Da'akocha L'shai Migu, Kivin D'Amrim V'Dambi, Da'achayach Migu. So Tosis' answer is, So Tosis' answer is that since she was, it's more like this, that she could have been quiet, but since she was so medayik and said exactly the way it was, she felt a purpose to say that there was a mechama. So you see, she's very medactic what she says. And if she says she saw him dead, she means she saw him dead. That's the tzad. Because she didn't have to say anything. She just said so many details, maybe that's a right. That's answers the question. Now, Rashi has a cheshbin question that L'chari could bring a right from our Mishnah. It says in our Mishnah that the Isha comes back from Dinas Yam and says that her husband died, she's believed. And Rashi says it has to be, she didn't say he died in his bed. Because then, the Gemara had said yesterday that if she says he died in bed, then even by Mechama, she's believed. So our Karcha here, we're talking about, he says she dies in Mechama. So if she says she dies in Mechama, so it's a Raya that you Neman, because it's a Migu. That's Rashi's Kashas. Rashi's Teretz is that she didn't say anything. The case that you Neman is, she didn't say anything. She just said he died. He didn't say exactly what happened. And there, we could assume that probably she means that he died on his bed. And that's why it's not a raya to Muhammad. That's Rashi's chesed. But upon the question where it is, do you have a migu or not? Toshima. Let's make a raya from a braisa. It says in the braisa, is she knew Elena Abayis? She walks into bed and she says that we had a major fire, the whole house was full of smoke, and I ran out. Or she knew Elena Ma'ara? Or we were in a cave and there was a huge fire, smoked up, and me and my husband were there, and I ran out. Who mates? That she says, he died, I needed salty, and I was saved. Ain't none of that. See, not Nema. So the kasha is, here is a migu. She never say anything. She never say that it was Shino Lavayas, that was a case where it was like a Muhammad. It's like a Muhammad, because here the whole house got smoked up. She never say that, because she said that her husband died. And we see that you're not Neman. So we see that you don't say a migu. And for the Gemara, no. Shani Hasam, the Omala Keche, Dacha Srachas Niso, Yidei Nami Srachas Niso. We tell her, just like you were saved, he might have been saved also. Now, what's the Morris Tarot? Every Migu says, every case. So from Rashi, it's Mashma, and the Tosis Chad Mikamoy, there's a parish on the side of the Gemara. They both say like this, that the case over here is that she is clearly not saying that she saw him dead. She says like this, we were both in the Ma'ara, the thing exploded, and I saw he was in there, and I ran out, and he didn't come out. I saw he didn't come out. I waited, he didn't come out. So here, according to even to her words, she is saying that she did not see him dead. And therefore, we'll say that it's not a good enough Eidus. Because look, you came out, you had an ace. Maybe he had an ace also. She came out a different side. Masha'in came by Mechama. The case is, she's saying clearly that I saw him dead. And if she didn't actually see him dead, so then she would not have said that. So therefore, she's Nemam because she didn't have to say that's a Mechama. So the, really, the Gemara Tarot says that here, she didn't say she saw him dead. She just said, he was in the house with me. Let's try to bring another raya. Toshma, Nafla Aleinu Oivdei Kechavim. Nafla Enlistim. Says, we were walking, me and my husband were walking, and we were attacked by Goyim, or attacked by armed robbers. Who made Svinitzalti? He died, and I was saved. The Loch is Nemenes. Oh, you see Nema, what's that? Because it must be a Migu. That the Migu Shikur just said he's dead. Instead, he gave the whole story. It's Nemenes. Lachar, maybe be the dummy. So Gemara answers, no. Hosam kid Rav Idi. Dom Rav Idi, Isha klizayna aleha. Which means like this. Over there, we believe that she waited till the whole attack was finished. She should have ran away. She's scared. No, but she's not scared of Goyim because she knows she always could be mezana with the Goyim, and therefore the Goyim won't kill her. Also, the Goyim, you know, when it comes to Isha, they're more they don't kill her Isha, and therefore she's not scared to stay. So there, if she says she saw him dead, we believe her. But Mashenke b'machama, she's scared to stay to see what happens, and she runs away. That's why there we say she estimates. Actually, if you look at Tosfos Daf Kuf Yudal and Beis, there in Maskil Zimnim, he speaks it out clearly. There, Tosfos is going on Zimnim the Machula ben Giro ben Rumcha, that sometimes her husband gets hit by a arrow, and Tosfos speaks out. Reading Tosfos, the third Tosfos of the Perek, says that he Yireya Lamaid Achiyomus. She's scared to wait until he dies. Because Zarkim Chitz Val Vazor, they're throwing arrows and bombs. But Machabav, Edom is Gavin on Mishipol. They might land on her. Aval Kamon Gavin, Nafalim and Listim, Nemenes Lemon Erag. She Medisham, she waits there, she Yomus, like Umbra with the dummy. That's the Mara Terra. It's not Altamigu here, because she waits to the end. So we don't have a riot. Let's see another Gemara. Who Gavra, the Bashilya Hilula, there was this man, there was a man and his Kala, at the end of the chasana, they were in their house. In those days, they used to make the chasana in the house they were going to live in. So everyone left the house for the chasana. They were left in their own house. Isli Nura Beganadi. And there was a fire in their house. Omru Luhu, so the kala ran running out. Omru Devesu, Chazu Gavroi. Go look, my husband's on fire. Also, they came into the house. Chazu Gavro Charucha, they found on the floor a person, he was burnt to a crisp, we couldn't recognize him anymore. The Shad, the Yafisa the other day, the Shadia, and there was a hand sitting there. And we'll speak out in a second, that was a different hand or a hand on the body. So, Rabbi Chiyah Ba'avim, what's the halach over here? Could you name on that that's her husband or not? So, Rabbi Chiyah Ba'avim Lameimar, Hainu Ashinu Lein Abayis, Ashinu Lein Ma'ara, just like by Ashinu Lein Abayis, Ashinu Lein Ma'ara, where she runs out. We say, just like she had a nace, he had a nace. Here also, we'll say the same thing, that he may have a nace. Maybe he's still alive. I'm a rabbi, what are you talking about? Me dummy. First of all, there, she didn't say, look, my husband's on fire. Here, you see a person, a dead person there with a hand next to him. So, what, why is that a dimyon? Here you have, like, reglayim mudava, that the husband's dead. First of all, she said, look, my husband. And second of all, She there's a dead person here on the floor. Rav Chiva Oven says, no, Gavra Charucha L'Shadya Eimen Shachrinia. The person you find on the floor, really, maybe it's someone else. Also, Latzule. So someone else came to save him, and he got killed. The person who saved the Savior got killed. Vachilte Nura, and he got burnt. Upisa the Yod L'Shadya Nura Islaya. And the hand came with a person that was burnt. Visyal Be Muma. And the husband got a mum, who was embarrassed of the mum, also ran away. Really, this is not him. This is the guy who saved him. He ran away. So therefore, Rechib Oven said, it's still not a raya that the husband's dead. Now, what's this thing with this extra hand? So Rashi's mashma, this hand is another hand. They have a full body, burnt body here with two hands, and there's another hand over here. So there, the only problem with that pshat is, that then, it's a raya, there was someone else here then. And once there's someone else here, so what's pshat in Rava? What's pshat in Rava that Rava says that it's a raya, if I carry it, if there's a hand here, it's a raya, someone else was here. So therefore, it's more mustava like Rav Chiyah, because there's another hand here. So therefore, the Ritva says, this was the hand of the guf there. And there was simonim, actually says there was simonim, this is the hand belonged to the Baal. This hand belonged to the Baal. And therefore, that was Rava's raya, that this must be the Baal. But the other Rishonim and Achronim learned, like with Rashi's Pshat, that Taka was an extra hand. And Lamaisa, the Rabbah held still that it was not mistavra that that hand belonged to the husband, because then the husband would have stayed over here in town where he lives to be misrapa to get a refuah. So it probably was not his hand, it was probably the hand of the person who came to save him. And therefore, this body must be the husband, akaponim. The Gemara is masking a little bit more like Rashi, because the Gemara says that the husband maybe got a mum, and Rav Chiya is tying, Rav Chiya says, maybe this person dead here is the person who went to save him. Aye, the husband, he ran away because he was embarrassed. He was missing a hand, he was embarrassed. So he ran away, akaponim. But that would be the pshat in the Gemara of Rashi. It sounds more mistavra. There is a Tosh Rashi that says that Stam Mistavra's hand got burnt off, because then the person would die. If he got so burnt that his hand would burn off, he wouldn't live through that. Al-Kapanim, it's not pasha with this extra hand, exactly what the pshat is. But Al-Kapanim, the Gemara here with the Migu is not pasha the Shaila. Because the Gemara brought two rayas, and the Gemara two rayas to each way, and the Gemara slogged both rayas. And then the Gemara story, the Gemara never really is pasha the question of what's the halacha migu, but there is an Amuki Yosef who does say lemaisa that kasam afarshim that lemaisa you go lechumra kubi, you go lechumra. That's what it's mashma in the Amuki Yosef, that you go lechumra. Zok to Gemara Vayta and boyel lehu a new shaila. This whole shaila we're handling over here, the whole sugya was sofa talking about with mechama, or estimating, is talking about with the Isha who came in and said her husband died, right? We know from the 10th parak, there's something called the Eid Echad. Eid Echad comes and says her husband died. He's Naman, right? What about Mashas Mechama? Is the Eid Echad Naman or not? What do you say? Boilu. Eid Echad Mechama Mao. Taima the Eid Echad. Mehema Mashun Mustavid Gluyehi. Who loy Mashaka? Okanam Mashaka. Is the reason why Eid Echad Naman is because it's something that's going to be exposed. The guy can show up alive. He's not going to say a lie because he might be caught as a liar. So therefore, he's not Meshaker. You might estimate. He has no reason to estimate. Like, why would he estimate? He's an aide. He's trying to say the truth. No reason to estimate. He's only going to say aid this if it's 100% accurate. He doesn't want to be caught, even for 1% chance. He doesn't want to be caught. So one hand will say, Erech is Naman. The reason why Erech is Naman is because there's another part to it. Erech really by itself is not enough usually. But here we have an extra raya. It's called the Isha's Daika Mitzvah. V'hacha, they put in the different words here. V'hacha, loy Daika Mitzvah, the Amra B'didomi. But here, she's not Daika Mitzvah because here, she says B'didomi. She knows about a Mechama. She knows there's a war. And she's ready. Her husband went to this war area, went to Ukraine. So she's ready, nervous. An aide walks in and says that he's dead. She right away believes it. Without being Daika Mitzvah, because it makes so much sense. Because it's a war zone. So therefore, maybe there, Deir Echad is not Neman. Because there's no Daika Mitzvah here. Rashi throws in such a line as Tavayu Omer Dami. There's a Shash also, the aid would say the Dami. It's not clear where Rashi got that from. But Rashi is saying maybe even the aid will be the Dami by Muhammad, also estimating. Akaponim, the question is, what do you do by Deir Echad? Are you worried by Muhammad that he's only estimating or not? Tashima, Omer Abakiva, Kishirati Lenardoi. When I went from Eretz Yisrael to Babel, to Nardoi, La'abra Hashana, I went there to do Ibra Hashana. I was going down from Eretz Yisrael to Babel to do Ibra Hashana because that's where all the Gedolim were. Mitzasi Nechemya Ish Beis Dli. I found Nechemya, Ish, he was called Ish Beis Dli. V'Amar Li, and Rav Nechemya told me, Shemati She'im Asinas Isha Eretz Yisrael Api Eretz Yisrael. I heard that Eretz Yisrael, they don't believe in this Eid Echad business. They don't believe that an Eid Echad, you can use Eid Echad to marry off a lady, a aguna. El Rav Yehuda ben Bava, only one who allows is Rav Yehuda ben Bava. V'nam Tilo, Rav Akiva says, I answered him. Can't advarm you, Hamim said, right, that's what they do in Eretz Yisrael. Om Ali, so Rav Nechemya told me, Emo Lehem, tell the people in Eretz Yisrael, Mishmi, for my name, Atem Yehidim Medina Azum Mishvesh Begaisas. You know that this Medina, Bavel, is full of different armies. I was Makabel the Messiah from Gamil Azakin. Shemasiyan Aisha Pir Echad. That you let him marry Aisha Aguna Pir Echad. So now that was the Maisa. So now what? Why did he have to add on? You just say, tell Rabbi Kiva, go back there to Israel and tell him that I said Shemar of Gamil Azakin that you can marry off. What's his business that he says that Medina Zum Shabesh is Vegaisis? What's that in the game? That's my Medina Meshavesh Vegaisis. Lav, isn't he saying like this? Af, like God, that part of the Eidus was the Messiah was that Eid Echaz Neman, even by Geises. Maybe isn't he saying that his Kabbalah is that Eid Echaz Neman, even by Muhammad, and it'll be a riot in Shiloh? Amar Rava, if that was what he was saying, so why does he say Medina Zu is Geises? Just say any Geises. Yochi Maishno Medina Zu, come on, Geises by Yolei. Say that Eidach is Neman, even B'makam Mechama. Why is he speak out Medina Zu? Elo Amar Rava, Hachikamar. This is what he was saying. Atem Yoyim Medina Zu Meshvesh with Geises. You know that this area is full of armies and it's not easy for me to travel. Like Efshli L'mishpach in Chibese, I can't leave my family and go up there to Shaul. U'maisi Kamei Rabbanon and go tell the Rabbanon this Kabbalah I have from Gemil HaZakin. But I'll tell you, this is my Kabbalah from Gamil, the Messina Isha Piyarechad, where you say, I couldn't say that. This is my Kabbalah. I couldn't go in front of him and say, this is my Kabbalah. Al-Kabbalah, that's what he's saying. Not saying, not saying Erech is Neman by Geis. It's not what he's saying. What he's saying is, is that I can't go up. So if you give me the, do the job for me, give the message for me that this is the Kabbalah from Gimel HaZak and that you marry off Aisha, Api, Eidach. And we still don't have a pshitas to the Shaila. Is the Eidach and Neman, Mokka, and Mokka, and Mokka.